Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Guitarist Les Paul, born in 1915 in Waukesha, Wisconsin, was a pioneer in the development of the electric guitar. About 1930, Paul attempted to amplify his guitar by wiring a phonograph needle to it connected to a radio speaker. In 1940, he created the first solid-body guitar using a piece of 4x4. It was nicknamed the Log. Paul partnered with the Gibson Corporation, and together they created the Gibson Les Paul electric guitar, the first solid-bodied guitar. In 1941, Paul electrocuted himself while jamming at his home and took 2 years to recover. As a tribute to Les Paul, let's begin in 1944 with him playing Irving Berlin's Blue Skies with the quartet. Then pop jazz singer Basha will do Reward from her London, Warsaw, New York album of 1989. And from George Benson's classic Breezin' release of 1976, you will hear 6-4. Thank you.
I'm
We are enjoying electronic jazz today, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Spyro Gyra recorded Havana Moonlight on 1999's Got the Magic. Keyboardist Jeff Lorber was born in Philadelphia in 1952. He began playing piano at 4, attended the Berklee College of Music, and in 1977 founded the group Jeff Lorber Fusion. Here's Lorber in 2001 doing Snakebite from his Kickin' It release. And alto sax man Eric Marienthal will play Walk Tall, the title track from his 1998 album.
Thank you.
Electronic jazz is the focus on this Dr. Jazz program. Saxophonist Boney James recorded one about a New York City street titled Bleecker Street on his Backbone album of 1994. Then Pieces of a Dream will do I Feel Like Singing from their 2002 release Love Silhouette, vocal by Tracy Hamlin. Trumpeter Rick Braun was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1955. He began his solo smooth jazz career in 1992, composes most of what he records, and has released over 20 albums. Here's Rick Braun with Agua Funk from his Full Stride album of 1998.
Thank you. one thing that brings us all together. Oh,
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with Kenny G and his soprano sax doing Sentimental from his Breathless album of 1992. Then guitar man Pat Metheny recorded Better Days Ahead in 1989 on Letter From Home. Rock guitarist Carlos Santana was much influenced by jazz, especially Latin jazz. So here's Santana on No One to Depend On from 1974.
Thank you. that I can depend on. Ain't got nobody that I can depend on.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.